Okay, guys. So, as I've mentioned at the beginning of this, so Gate is very confusing. So, yeah, on Shabbos, I was talking to Rabbi Bezalel, whatever you want to call him. The guy who gave shir at my house, you know? You weren't there, you were.
Yeah.
So he's like, "Oh, you're still doing this again." I'm like, "No, I happily stalled by spending time on Emir Lenachri and Hanam Milachet Goy. Sugya that I have a much better grasp on than this. So I can spend more time figuring it out. I'm not going to torture you with all the details of the sugya because they really are very, very confusing. But Bezalel mentioned that he had two pieces on our sugya. So I figured it was a good opportunity to introduce you to more resources that you can find. As Bezalel mentioned when he was at my house, right? One of the things he does, or his main job, is that he writes these papers, which are essentially a continuing education for adults. It's like a quasi smicha that you can get online. Rather, you can get the materials online. And this year, their big addition to the Moreno curriculum, Heretz Chemda, was that, as you see in the one I gave you, the guide component of it, not the Makarot themselves, but the guide component of it, are translated into English, which takes away all excuses, right?
Yep.
All excuses, they're gone. They have evaporated into thin air. And now... just like that, and you know, I bring this up right before break because you know you could do what Shimon did, which was he said, "Well, which other pieces will be relevant to what we're learning?" And he's printed out seven of them so that he can read on the plane and learn Torah over vacation, which is suggested for all of you.
Yes, I'm going to do that, Rabbi.
Good, good. Now that you know how many beautiful resources there are online, so let us try to get a little bit into this sugya. So, we already talked a lot, though not exhaustively, about the background to our sugya, which is Amir Nachri, right? The prohibition to tell a non-Jew to do malacha for you on Shabbos, and Hanam Malachat Goy, that under certain circumstances, even if you didn't instruct the Goy to do it, or even if you, whether you did or didn't, there it is prohibited to benefit from such malacha that was performed on your behalf, on behalf of any Jew, right, etc. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
We're all, you with me so far?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, but our sugya deals with two other sugyot. I'll follow the way the Bezalel does it here in Moreno, because I think it does make it, even though it's the opposite way of it in our sugya, it is more logical, right, that organizationally, which is an outgrowth of this is the question of assigning malacha to non-Jews before Shabbos and partnerships with non-Jews which assume such things, right? How do you deal with the potential issues that come up there with, right, both the assumption that they're working on your behalf and the problem of paying them for that, right, or making money from that, right, both problems. And then, even if you've solved all problems on a formal level, right, in our sugya, it sort of comes backwards, because our sugya starts with the last concentric circle out, which is, even if I've solved every issue of Amir Lenachri and Amir Lenachri Goy, right, I've set up the partnership in a perfect way, blah, 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 but no one else will know that I am doing it in a permitted way, and therefore there will be a Marad Ayin problem. What things become prohibited? Anyways, right, and like I said, the potential issues that come up with this are hiring a contractor to build for you and they continue building on Shabbos, hiring a gardener and the gardener showing up on Shabbos, you know, things like that.
Well, hired not on your accord.
What do you mean not on your accord?
The example of, you're looking at me from the example I gave of the gardeners who come to our house. They're hired by the guy who lives in Mexico to come whenever. We don't know when they
did
come.
Did you hire the guy in Mexico?
No, we're renting the house. We rent the house. He owns the four condominiums. He has a gardener come some point during the month to mow it down.
See, that's an interesting question, right? If people know that their property is not the Jews, right, it's controlled by a non-Jew. And then everyone will say, well, the non-Jew hired the non-Jew, right? That's a bit different, right? Right? But let's say it wasn't a condo. Let's say it was a standalone house, right? And you were renting. Then people would say, oh, this is your house. And even if it's true that the landlord hired them, still you might have to say, well, but people look at it and say, this is your house, it's your responsibility. Yeah. Right? Maybe in a condo it's a bit different, right? Because people understand that condos are controlled by a...
It's like, yeah, it's more of a... it's like a townhouse condominium kind of thing.
Like a timeshare.
What's the
townhouse? Townhouse? Like a row house.
Yeah, it's basically houses, literally, they're sharing walls. That's how they're...
The row house.
They look alike, no?
It's a row house. It's like what you guys live in, like what I live in.
Yeah.
Right? You know? They're attached houses.
Right. Our half faces more of the...
Yes, I understand. My house is like that too. You were at my house.
Yeah.
It's literally, it's same, like thing. The same thing. It's not like a big Kiddush. I know exactly what you're talking about. This is very standard in Israel. Okay, good. So, really the sugya starts not in our sugya, but in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin. So there you get a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argued. Beis Shammai omrim nosin arot labedon v'lokeil mekoveis nochre ela kedei sheyasu mi be'od yom. Beis Shammai prohibits giving any task to a goy before Shabbos unless he has the time to finish it. Before Shabbos. V'chulan Beis Hillel matirin im hashemesh. But Beis Hillel allows giving it even going into Shabbos, right? Even if it was right before Shabbos. Now, based on that Gemara, you might think that it is permitted according to Beis Hillel to have a goy do work for you on Shabbos. The problem is, that's not true. Correct. Beis Hillel also has limitations. So if you continue in that sugya to the Gemara on Daf Yotes, guys, you have it. Open up. You're not on the right page. I know that. I can see that. It's the first page. There you go. Tan Rabbanan. Ein mishalchani geret biad nochri erev Shabbos. Elim kein kotzeit lo damim. You can't send a letter in the hands of a goy on Friday unless you pay him contractually rather than... I mean, you have to pay him to do the task, right? Because at this point, right, he's not working for you anymore. Right? I mean, you gave him a task, you've paid him, and now when he delivers it. Yes? Okay. But Beis Shammai says you can only send this mail, by the mailman, if what? If he will have time to get to the home of the person you're sending the mail to, right? Yosef gives the mail to Luke, the mailman, to bring mail when snail mail was a thing to Nachum. What? Snail mail? That's mail. As opposed to email. Fine. Okay, let's try this again. Yosef hires Luke, the FedEx man, to bring a present to Nachum. Because, he wants Nachum to like him, so Nachum will invite him to his 11th house. Right? Just to maintain our...
Really?
Maintain.
You're building this lore.
Yes. This is the key. Is one. There has to be canon. Right? There's canon of myth. Fine. So Beis Shammai says, well, Yosef can only give it to Luke if Luke can get to Nachum's house, the one he lives in, right, not one of the other ones, right, before Shabbos. Yes? Beis Hillel omrim kedei sheyagi elavai es ha-samach l'choma. Beis Hillel says he doesn't have to get to his house, he needs to get...
In the city.
Right, b'ayin l'choma, meaning he has to get into the... Right? He has to be able to get into the city. Why is that important?
Once you're in the city, it's like an eruv.
Yeah, you're getting into the... Correct, right? You're getting to a place where it's mutter to carry. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Va lo katatz. why should Bais Hillel limit it? I don't understand. Why should Bais Hillel limit it? Didn't Bais Hillel say that I can give it once I've paid, right? Once I've paid contractor, I paid a fee. Right, he's not being paid by the hour. I just paid him a fee. Then I don't even have to worry about when he gets to. I don't have to worry about when Luke gets to Nahum.
Yeah, you still have
to worry about him working on it. Right? So, no, I don't have to worry. The Gemara just asked me. It doesn't matter. As long as I said, as long as I'm not paying by hour, that's the Gemara's question. Doesn't make any sense. Why does it matter? So Amar Rav Sheshes says, you're right. Hachik Amar, v'im lo katzatz. Right, if it's contractual, right, I pay the FedEx guy, look, here's your $10 to deliver it to Nahum. And now do it when you want, right? Make sure it gets there by Tuesday. So, fine.
Today, most you pay to send out this package, and they pay the FedEx guy.
We'll get to that, right? That is one of the cases, is what happens. You'll see, that's one of the classic cases.
No, actually, the guy who...
It's not just that, right? That is the case of most building. You hire a contractor by project, and he hires workers by hour. That is literally almost everything we... Right, almost all the cases in the Gemara, which in the time of the Gemara were not done that way, nowadays are done that way. Right, but let's... Before we get into the nitty-gritty of nowadays, let's get the principles down. Right, so the Gemara says, you're right. If you just said, look, I'll give you $10, deliver it to Nahum, fine. Right, he can do whatever he wants, according to Bais Hillel. But if he did not, meaning you're paying him by... Right? You didn't do it that way. You didn't give him $10 to deliver it. Right? So then you have a problem. Vim lo katzatz. So then, Beis Shammai Omer Shegei Leveiso. Beis Shammai says, well, then he's on your watch. Right? And then he's working for you, so you need to make sure that he gets the task done before Shabbat. Or at least that he has enough time to get it done before Shabbat. Shalom, Samuch Lechoma. Mishael says, no, you just have to make sure he gets into the city. Va'amar Reisha and Mishalchan. Wait a second, I understand. According to this, but didn't we already say that you're not allowed to send him at all under these circumstances? So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha. Ha Dikava Be Doar Be Masa. Ha Dilokvia Be Doar Be Masa. So he says it depends on whether what's kava beidor b'masa.
How many?
Don't guess. You did this Gemara.
What you said.
If you didn't set a price, you didn't set the payment. So then Shammai says it has to actually get there. Bais Hillel says it only has to get into the city. So Gemara says why not? Why are you so makil? If you're paying him, by hour or whatever it is, right? Then it's always usher. Mm-hmm. So he says,
I thought we were paying him by hour.
If you were not kotzeitz, so then it would be usher to have him working for you on Shabbos. But Shammai says he needs time to finish the task before Shabbos, and Bais Hillel says no, he has to have time to get into the city such that it's no longer malacha. Then to finish the task, right? So Gemara says, wait a second. Aren't you not allowed to send at all under that circumstance? Right? I mean, you can't on Friday give the mail to the FedEx guy if you didn't set a set price, right? Didn't we say that, right? What do you mean, if he has time? You're not allowed to do it at all. Right? You're not allowed to send him at all. So the Gemara says, it depends on whether there's a Beidohar. What is that?
A Beidohar?
No, don't you say that? I say.
So the Gemara says it depends. If there's essentially a post office, right? Meaning he's not bringing it to the guy's house. He's bringing it to the post office, right? Or okay, guys, Nahum. Right? Listen, 1 second. So what the Gemara says essentially is, look. If I am paying the guy Naniach by hour, right, so I can't have him working for me on Shabbos, but I give him 3 hours before Shabbos to bring the letter. So the Gemara says, look, if I tell him I want him to bring it to, 38
Widlow Street.
Sure, Widlow Street, apartment 17B, right? look, I might have given him 3 hours, but if I send him an Erev Shabbos, what do I know is going to likely happen?
He'll give it to the post office. Oh,
yeah, he's going to get there and be like, oh, I don't know where I'm going, right? Like, technically, if he knew exactly where he's going, he could go, he'd get there on time, da-da-da, and he wouldn't be working on Shabbos on my behalf, right? But that's not going to happen. He's going to get lost. He's going to have to knock. Fine. What if, sure, you want to send it to 17 Widlow Street, whatever we said, Widlow Street, apartment 17B. Yeah, whatever. Whatever we said. Right? But he's not going to drop it off there. He's going to drop it off. They do what they do in Israel, in many places, what they do in Canada, right? In many places, in Toronto, in many places, right? Which is?
It's a postal box where you go to pick it up.
Correct. You go pick up your own mail.
We saw that with you, but there's just this whole shelf of mailboxes.
Correct. Right? Which makes a lot more sense, because how much mail do people get? Why do we have to waste the time and money of the government to have private postal services? No big deal. You have one big central box, right? And everyone just picks it up from their own mailbox. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so it's easy, right? Then it's mutter. Why? It takes an hour to get from here to that central post box. Is there any chance he's going to get lost? No, he knows exactly where he's going. Right? I'm paying you by the hour. You have 1 hour to get there. Once you get there, the task is done. You want to dawdle, right? You want to go and get a coffee? Fine, that's not my problem. I gave you enough time. It's easy. There's no reason to assume you're going to get lost, right? I can hire Luke to go bring the stuff to Nachal.
So in other words, you could refer it to a courier.
So the Gemara therefore says, one second. So the Gemara therefore says, right? So what do we have so far? Right? So the Gemara says that if there's a set fee, right? So what does the Gemara say? Right? If there's a set fee. Okay, so case one. If there's a set fee, so what's the halacha? According to Gemara and Shabbos. So according to Beis Hillel,
it's
mutter even if
he just gets some,
if he will work on Shabbos. Right? And Beis Shammai says
it's only mutter if he gets here before.
No. Beis Shammai says usher.
No.
Right? It's usher to have him do it on Shabbos.
Yeah, but still it's
now wait a second. Now not set fee.
Okay, Beis Shammai says that if he gets here before Shabbos, it's mutter.
Fine, but if you know he's gonna do it on Shabbos, it's usher.
But the thing Basil,
right? 1 second, if it's not a set fee, so then what? According to Beis Hillel,
we want him to do it before Shabbos.
He needs to get there. To get to city before Shabbos.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. And Beis Shammai says he needs to. He needs to finish task. Right?
Actually, yeah, the task itself.
Right, the task. Right? Then the Gemara says, but wait a second. Didn't we say Ein Mishalten? So the Gemara says there's a difference. Because if it's a hard task, right, which he might get confused with, right, there's no post office, so then it's just usher, yeah? Mm-hmm. But if there's a central post office, which means that if he wanted to, he really could get it done before Shabbos if he wanted to, so then we return to this machlokes, which is, according to Beis Hillel, he needs to get to the point where the malacha wouldn't be violated. Get into the city.
What's a hard task? What's a hard task?
There's no mailbox. There's no central post office. Therefore, technically, there's 60 minutes. There's enough time to do it. Yeah. But realistically, it's probably not going
to
happen.
So you will send it to a central post office.
Let me finish my sentence. You asked a question, we finish. Right? The Gemara says that if there's a post office, and it takes 60 minutes to get from here to the post office, right? So then, according to Beis Hillel, so then it is mutter. But let's say it takes 60 minutes to get to 21 Widlow Lane, 17, apartment 17B, if you know exactly where you're going.
No, there's no problem.
It is a problem. Because you assume that the guy does not know what he's doing.
I actually changed my opinion.
And therefore, right, you can't do it. But the Gemara is saying, the only time we allow you to send Bichlal is if It's a central post office. Then you have a machlokes. Basil says he needs to get to the post office. Sorry, Shammai says he needs to be able to get to the post office. Basil says he needs to get into the city where the post office is. But if there isn't a post office, right, you only gave him an hour, and it takes 60 minutes if you know where you're going. But you know he doesn't know where he's going,
yeah.
Right? Then it's also according to everybody, according to the Gemara. Right, that's the Gemara's conclusion, right? You look at the summary here, right? Look at the summary, right? He made it very easy for you if you didn't follow what I just said, right? The Gemara states that his sales leniency is based on a set fee for the task, as opposed to being paid by hour. Once the non-Jew is working for a set fee, whatever the non-Jew needs to do is to complete the task is his own business, and is no longer the Jew's concern when the task is done, even if it's being performed for him or her. A further point of disagreement is whether it is permitted to assign a non-Jew a task without determining a set fee if the non-Jew could theoretically do it before Shabbat, that is the significance of reaching the first house in the town, or the Beit Dohar, the equivalent of the post office, before Shabbat. Beit Shammai forbids this since they believe that it's more likely the messenger will choose to continue his work on Shabbat and deliver the package to the recipient himself. Right? Right, but Beis Hillel allows it in that case.
But Beis Shammai thinks that he won't go to the post office.
Right, I mean, Beis Shammai doesn't allow him to do this. What's right, Beis Shammai said there's no set fee, right? Then it's usher. Right, Beis Shammai said, sorry, let's do it again. Beis Shammai said there's no set, if you don't set the fee, you pay the hour, then it's just totally usher, in Mishalchan. According to Beis Hillel, it depends. Okay. So we see from the mission, the according to Beis Hillel, the halacha follows, is permitted to assign malacha to a non-Jew before Shabbat, if at least one of the two following conditions apply. The non-Jew will pay a set fee for the task and not by hour, or the non-Jew is theoretically able to finish the malacha before Shabbat, right? So it's tarte lekula, right? According to Beis Hillel, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So what does it mean to set up the non-Jew's fee in order to make it mutter? Right? Let's just focus on Beis Hillel's position, right? Okay? So again, so according to right, so again, so what do you have? Right, so you have if it's not right, so there's no set fee. Again, Beis Shammai does not allow sending it before before Shabbos. Beis Hillel does, as long as he'll get into the, right, as long as there is a post office, right, meaning an easy way of accomplishing this, and he has time to do that before Shabbos. Okay. Now I gave you right in the Harchavot.
Say that all foods now have the character of
the
Yeah, the
Archavot?
That's
right.
Yes.
The other package? Yeah. Now this is important. Right? Now all of this is talking about on Friday. Why is this talking about on Friday? Right? Why is even the Chumras of Beis Shammai on Friday? Because what's the assumption? That it'll be done on
Shabbos,
right? But what happens if you give it to him and there's plenty of time to do it not on Shabbos, but it might be done on Shabbos? Then what's the halacha? Even according to Beis Shammai,
it still can't. Oh, Beis Shammai, you have to do it before.
So this is a bit more complicated, right? So open up, look at packet 6, Harchavot. Right, by the way, if you want to understand how this works out, right? You see where it says Harchavot? Harchavot references you to this, which is a more complicated, right, more expanded issue. Right, but let's try to just get through some of it. Right, I happen to like how they do this, right? So he says, the Gemara continues, that Ein Mishalchan Igaret Biad Nachri Biad Shabbos, Revi V'Chamishi Asur. The Braisa says that all these discussions are on Friday, but on Thursday or Wednesday, it is permitted to send the letter, right, to give it to Luke. Right, and the Rosh Paskins that way. But the Rambam and the Rif don't mention this Braisa. Okay? So what exactly is the case? Right? When the Gemara says that you're allowed to send a letter on Thursday and Friday, on Wednesday and Thursday, but not on Friday, what's it talking about?
Possibly doing it on Shabbat.
So if you look at the Ran says, this is only if you didn't set a price, right? Meaning the Ron says very simply, look, right? Look, guys, look at that, right? According to the Ron, if you set a price, so then,
right? It's always mutter. Why? Because
you're paying for the task.
Yeah.
Right? Right? If you don't set a price, then what?
Then it could be also.
So then, and this is, and it's Friday. So then what?
He has to be able to finish before.
According to Beis Hillel, right? He needs to finish malacha components of it. Right, malacha easily, let's say, before Shabbat. Right? Hence the post office case. Yeah?
Okay. Why did Beis Hillel, for set fees, say it's usher?
He didn't.
When he wrote the chart,
Nachum.
Sit.
What?
He's doing his Tehran duties. Putting
yeah, I need those.
The food's already on the.
I have to turn it
on. Turn on the
plata. Okay, fine.
I was saying when he wrote when we wrote the chart under set fee, Beit Hillel, you put usher.
No, I did not.
No.
Beit Hillel?
Yeah.
Mutar.
You just says stam mutar, and Beit Shammai says mutar, even if it will.
Right, I just focus on Beit Hillel. Right? You set a price, mutar. You didn't set a price, according to Beit Hillel, on Friday, you need to finish malacha easily before Shabbat. If you don't set a price, this is the rhyme. Don't set a price. But it's Thursday. So then what?
Mutar.
Mutar. Right, this is how the Ron understands Beis Hillel. Okay? Right, he said, Mayri b'shalo katzatz, nonzoch liyomim devar katzu v'chayom v'yom v'alechud v'chazaratar, l'shino mak ben imo matay yilech. Right, if I didn't set a price, I give him a few days, I don't care when he goes. So b'chi agav no be'erev shabbat asur. So in that case, it's asur, why? If it's on Friday, because I'm paying him by the hour or by the day, and I gave it to him on Friday. But if I did it on Thursday, then it is mutter. Okay? The chayman shehu sorcho liyamim v'sorcho b'erev Shabbat ki yotze v'shabbat nir'eh ki lit naim v'kach. So it's very simple. Why? Because if I give it to him and I pay him by the day and I send him on Friday, what does it look like I'm doing?
Then you're
paying. I'm paying him to work on Shabbat, which I can't do.
Right.
But if I give it to him on Thursday,
if he gets it on Friday, gets it
so
on
he
Friday.
Does whatever he wants, right? Oh wait, I got that. Yelech, right? I would all be hey mutar ho of eno makbid imo mata yelech. Right, and he says, why is this the case? Because he said, look, it's a case where I'm paying by day. Right, he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. Why is it also on Friday? Why don't you say on Friday, well, look, if I give it to him on Friday, but I don't care if he does it before Tuesday. I don't care if he does it today, tomorrow. Right? So why should it be usher?
If you're paying him.
If I give it to him on Friday, but I don't need it until Tuesday, so why is it usher to give him on Friday if I didn't pay him by test?
He might still do work on Shabbat.
So?
It's on
I gave him until Tuesday. So, why is it usher? But it is, according to Ron.
You give him a task that he can now do on Shabbat if he wants to.
Yeah, but so what's your point? He doesn't have it. You can do it on Sunday. Because it's Maris Ayin. Remember our sugya? Right? We're always balancing two questions. One is, am I actually hiring him? And the other is, does it look like I am? Right? So the Ron says that in this case...
I don't know how you'd know from
right?
Maris Ayin that, oh, that Jew
right?
Hired him to send a package.
What?
I mean, how does Maris Ayin play into that? If you just see a mailman bring a letter, you don't know it's from a Jew, you don't know who hired him.
Okay, in their times you would have known, so we can figure it out. But, fine. You hire, in our sugyas, right? You hire a contractor, right? To build your house, right? And how do I know? Because he's in your house. Your garden.
Yeah,
murderer.
Okay.
Pick any case, okay? In the time of the Gemara they would have known, right? Okay. But obviously on Thursday or Friday... Right?
In other words,
there's no Maris Ayin problem. Why?
What happens to their corn Pesach food? Right? It has to
because it already doesn't look like I gave it to him on Shabbos. I gave it to him a few days ago. Right? Once I do that, everyone knows I gave it to him on Thursday. If he does it on Shabbos, he does it on Shabbos. Right? But it's already separated from me by a few days. Okay?
But the point is, what are Chazal doing?
Now look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Hanosin igeret legoy lelicha liracheret." But if I give a letter to a guy to bring it, right? Give it to Luke to bring to Nachum. Im katzim moskar halacha mutter. So if I set a price, it's just totally mutter, right? Vafilu not lolo erev shabbatim chashecha. Right? If I pay him by task, then again, very clear, I can give it to him even, right, 5 minutes before Shabbos, right?
But if you give him as a task,
yeah, meaning I paid by task, right? Set a price, right? Set a price, meaning I paid by task, yeah. Okay. As long as he's out of my house, right? That's the only qualification, right? He can't, right? He has to be out of my house before Shabbos starts. That's the only qualification, right? He can't leave on Shabbos from my house. Okay? Fine. V'im lo katzatz. If I didn't set a price, I pay him by day. So im yesh midan adam kavua shu mekabein tzeigar v'sholeichotam lekol medina v'medinam shluchav mutar liten legoi geret. If there's a mailbox, if there's a post office, then I can give it to him. V'ushe yeshut b'yom kidei shagil avayit asamach l'chomah kodem ha-shabbat. As long as he can get to the city where there is a post office before Shabbos. Yes, Danny? Yes?
Yes.
Sure.
No, I did. Right? He said if he comes to before the city,
if I didn't set a price, he needs to get to the city where there's a post office before Shabbos. That's Basil, right? So then what? Right? So then he says, I can't send it out at all.
No, it's not. It's in a different muckle.
That's what Kenny did. Who did there?
Second.
Someone.
Then I can't send it out at all unless I set the price. Right? That's how he understands it. Right? Yes. Sorry. He. No. Yeah. No. I got that right. 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 If there's a post office. Right. But if no post office, then us, sir. Right? Yeah?
Thank you. Yes.
Right? So, according to, right, again, to summarize Beis Hillel, set price, I can send him even 5 minutes before Shabbos. If I didn't set a price, so then, if there's a post office, and he has time to get into the city, mutter. If there's no post office, it's bechlal usher. The only way to make it mutter is pay by tax. Or set a price. Yeah?
Okay.
That's what the Rambam says. Now, what does the Rambam not mention? He doesn't talk about this at all. Right? Even though this is a brisa. Right? He never talks about what happens if I send him not on Friday. He just doesn't say anything. Right?
It's probably wouldn't it be obvious?
Right? Now, why would... Now, so what's the simplest way of understanding why the Rambam doesn't quote it?
He disagrees
with it, right? And therefore he says, there is no, right? The only issue, according to Rambam, is what? It's not about Marathayin, it's just about
doing it on Shabbat.
Right, can he or can't he? Right, meaning Thursday, Friday, it doesn't matter to me, right? It's a question of, if I didn't set a price, then I need to make sure I can do it before Shabbos. If I did set a price, it doesn't matter. That's the only distinction, according to the Rambam. Right, there is no, none of this added Marathayin level. Right, which the Ron introduces, right?
What, you mean of contracting, you mean then?
Meaning, according to the Rambam, if it's contracted, so then it's mutter even right before Shabbos. Yeah. If it's not contracted, he needs to finish it before Shabbos. That's the only rule. Yeah. There is no distinction between Friday, Thursday,
so he doesn't
matter.
The whole idea about Marzai.
As opposed to the Ron, who says that no, if I didn't set a price, it's mutter, even if I'm paying him by day, as long as I did it on Thursday,
yeah,
right? As long as they did it before Shabbos, right?
Why,
I mean, before Erev Shabbos.
Why doesn't
rather.
He believe in Marzayin, Rabbi?
I mean, he does in other cases. In this case,
this case,
in this case, he doesn't. Okay,
why?
Right? Because he rejects that line of thinking. He doesn't think that that's a right, or he just thinks that look, the Thursday Friday is not a right. Meaning, you can either say he rejects that sheet in the Gemara and he says right, he assumes there's a machloket asugid, or he just says the Gemara is giving me an example. Right? I mean, maybe the way he read the Gemara is right. The Ron is assuming that what. This is a one-day task, right?
Okay, right. So
right? Right. The Ron assumes that it's a one-day task, right? And therefore, giving it to him Friday looks as if I wanted to do it on Shabbos. If I give it him on Thursday, it doesn't, right? The Rambam could have assumed, right, that that's not how you read this, right? The it depends, right? It's just saying, right? I mean, the Rambam could just be saying, right? It's an example. If it's a one-day task, no, I'm sorry. Let's do the other way around. No, the other way around. Right? The Rambam probably reads it as a one-day task, meaning
can't eat it. You can't eat the Korban Pesach at the beginning anymore. Okay.
The Ron is assuming that it's, let's say, a two-day task, right? Guys, look at me. Right, the Ron is assuming that this is a two-day task, right? Meaning, if I give it to him on Thursday, is that enough time to do it before Shabbos? No. It's a two-day task. But the Ron says it's mutter anyways. Why? Because he assumes if it's a two-day task, and I don't need it until Monday anyways.
He might do it Sunday.
Right? So then, right, I'm not really hiring him to do it on Shabbos, and there's no Myers on because I gave it to him on Thursday. Right, so no one really knows what's going on, right? They don't know how long, right? I would suggest that maybe the way the Rambam read it is no. We're talking about a one-day task.
Okay.
And therefore, what's the Gemara really saying? If you didn't set a price...
So why do you b'chlal need Mother's sign? That's what he's talking about.
Well, he doesn't, the Rambam doesn't hold of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, that's what he's saying. That the issue here isn't Mother's sign. The issue is only one rule, meaning...
Yes.
Can he finish the malacha before Shabbos?
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
Correct, and the way I assume he would read the Gemara on Yutet that says there's a difference between Thursday and Friday is, if it's a whole day task, so then it's ushered at any time on Friday, why?
So b'chlal it shouldn't be, it should be us. No.
But he doesn't, it's not a rule for him. It's part of this rule, namely, if there's time to finish it,
yeah, before Shabbos.
So then it's mutter, if not, not. Yeah. Correct, and that's how I assume, and the way I assume he'll read the Thursday-Friday thing, yeah, is if it's a one-day task, so then it's mutter to give him on Thursday, because Mamela, that's enough time for him to do it.
No, if he does it on Thursday, why does he need to do it on Thursday? He could do it on Friday. Rambam way.
No, but it's a whole day task. A whole day task.
Yeah, so 24 hours.
Then according to the Rambam, right?
Oh.
I mean, according to the Rambam, the Rambam never says there's a difference between Thursday and Friday.
Ah, he does, okay.
Correct, I'm suggesting, why does... So what does he do with the Gemara?
Well, he's implying that it has to be before Shabbos.
What does he do with the Gemara that says that it's mutter on Thursday but asr on Friday?
Yeah. What is he?
The Rambam doesn't quote it, but it is a Gemara.
Yeah.
So either he disagrees with the Gemara, yeah, right? He thinks it's another day in the Gemara, or... I'm suggesting that what will he say? That when the Gemara says you're allowed to send it if it's on Thursday, but not on Friday, that's talking about a case where the task will take you a full day. And therefore, it just fits...
Okay, I see.
And therefore, it's just another way of saying this, which is, you didn't set a price, he needs a realistic amount of time to do it before Shabbos.
So he has to do that with the price.
Correct. No, what? No. If you didn't set a price, then the Rambam says what you need to do is make sure that there's a real estate.
Yeah, to the post office.
Correct. So what he might be saying is, look, he might just understand that the Gemara, when it says it's mutter on Thursday, is talking about a test that can take him all day, right? And therefore, a test that'll take him all day, you can't give on Friday. Why? Because there isn't time to do it before Shabbos.
Okay.
But if you give it on Thursday...
It is time.
It is, but therefore it's not a real rule. It's not about Maris Ayin. I assume the Rambam just says it's part of this rule.
Okay.
Right? Which is that you need him to be able to do it before Shabbos. And that's why it doesn't quote it, because it's not a new rule.
It's that we force you to make sure you eat it at Hasholos. So you don't worry about it.
Now, if you look at Shulchan Aruch... So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it either. He says, we have Lokotzatz.
No. The man, he wouldn't want to, right?
Look at the sources.
Dang it. Worse is that I have it incomplete. I already wrote.
Look at Shulchan Aruch. Just look at Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, V'im lo katzatz.
You're just handing me paper, Donnie. What the hell are you doing? I have the packet here.
Okay, V'im lo katzatz. If you didn't set a price, ilo kvei beidolar. There is no post office. B'masa azlo shlacha fil miyam rishon. You can't even send it on Sunday.
Because of Maris Ayin, that it could land on Friday. Because
he might be working.
But no, it would be the Sunday before.
You can never send it, yes.
On the Sunday?
You can never send it ever.
He said never. Okay, he's trying to say.
Meaning, if it's a hard task, right? Oh, so I take back what I just said in the Rambam. No, you can't be right. Not a way the Shulchan Aruch writes it. Right? So Rambam, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, if you don't set the task, if it's easily fulfilled, sorry, if you pay by task, then you can send it. If you don't pay by task, if it's easily fulfilled, like there's a post office, you can send the mail. But if it's not easily fulfilled, then you can never, ever, ever ask a guy to do anything for you. Period. Right? That's what he's saying. Right? You can't send mail. You either pay by task, or to a post office. You cannot pay an hourly wage if there is no post office, right? That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Okay? The Rama says, the Rama Paskins like the Ran. And says, no, that's only on Friday. Because, right, as long as I send it before and there's enough time, so then I've solved the fundamental issue. What's left? The Mar Zion issue. How do I solve the Mar Zion issue? By sending it on Thursday and not on Friday.
There's no question into it, so...
Now, there is a problem. What?
I mean, we know that, so why call?
What do you mean we know that? It's a machlokes. Shulchan Aruch says...
I know.
You can never...
send it.
Yeah, you can never hire a guy to send mail ever.
I know.
Right? The Rama says you can.
Yeah,
what do you mean we know that? It's a machlokes. We don't know anything. It's a machlokes. You say this like it's obvious. It's not obvious. There's a machlokes. I literally just read it.
And you can't say we do it nowadays because no one sends packages nowadays.
Wait, Amazon does.
Okay.
Jeff Bezos is doing an Esther, really.
So now, if you look at the next sif in Shulchan Aruch, that's over here. Now, not talking about mail, now talking about laundry. You're allowed to give your clothes to a non Jewish laundromat. Nachum. The Orod Labdan. So you can give it right before Shabbos if you set a price for the task. As long as it's not done on Shabbos, he'll do it at his home. The Rama says, and the Rama says, if you don't set a price, then it's Asr on Friday. So then there's a problem here, right? Because Kan Rama Katav, Shema Shalom Shalom Nachre Avodah Zeh Rak Be'er Shabbat. Umashma Shekan Kibel Aran B'Tzurayot Er Shleima. Right, so here again, the Ram seems to accept the Ra. The Ma seems to accept the Ran, but there's a problem because, right? And this is what the Magen Avraham notes.
Why is it?
Is that when it comes to the laundry case, the Rama says we pass it like the Ran straight.
Okay.
Namely, you can give the laundry on Thursday, but not on Friday.
Okay.
By the mail case, what does the Rama say?
You can give it on Friday.
You can give it on Thursday only. The Shazat Sorech, meaning if there's a real need, which implies that he's only half convinced by the Rama, the Ran, meaning.
Why is he only half convinced?
Because he says you can rely on the Ran, but Shazat Sorech.
Okay.
Right, so the Magen Avraham is bothered. Why, by the laundry case, does the Rama say it is not Friday, you can give it totally. Give your laundry to the laundromat on Thursday and it's totally mutter. And by the mail case, the Rama says I could give it on Thursday if necessary, which implies that he's not totally thrilled with the Ran. Now you could have just said, whatever, right? In both cases, in the end of the day, he says it's mutter. In one case, he says he's totally convinced. The other one, he says he's not totally convinced. You could have just said, whatever. Either he really is convinced, but he's showing deference to the other position, or he's really not convinced, and he just expects you to read both simanim and realize that it's mutter if necessary, right? You could have just come up with something like that, right?
What is he against the laundromat on Friday, giving the clothes on Friday at the laundromat?
What do you mean? It's usher.
That he pays him for his task?
No, if you pay by task, it's mutter. You're saying if you're not paying by task, you pay him by hour,
okay,
or you pass him paying by day.
So
right? One second. So he says, right, so again, what's the problem? Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam.
Uh-huh.
The Rama Paskins like the Ran.
Okay.
Right, namely, that even paying by task is mutter to give to the guy on Thursday, as long as it's not Friday. Right? By the mail case, the Rama says, you can give the mail to Luke on Thursday if really, really necessary. But you can give it to Christopher, the laundromat, on Thursday, and he doesn't have any hesitation. He doesn't say, if necessary. He just says, you can do it. Right?
And all of them are,
yes?
All of them are long tasks.
Let's see what the possible answer is. Right? So the Magen Avraham's problem is, if the Rama is passing like the Ran, namely, that you can give him a task without paying by task, meaning you can pay him by hour and give it to him, right? At some point, so the Magen Avraham says, why is the Rama convinced that it's mutter when it comes to laundromat and hesitant about it when it comes to the
mail,
right? So what does he say?
Well,
again,
so he answers
You don't see the guy do your laundry, so, but you see him deliver the mail. Maritain could be the factor. I don't know.
So he says the difference is exactly what, essentially what Yosef said. He said there's a difference between something where I expect you to set out now and continue until the task is done, and a task where I just expect it to be done by a certain date. But he says, the laundromat, right, think about it. You go and you drop off your dry cleaners, right, your dry cleaning, and you say, they say, when do you need it by? So what do you say? Whatever, I need it by whenever, I need it by Tuesday, right? Do you know, bivadaut, right, that unless they have a very, very...
busy schedule.
No, unless they don't have a busy schedule, right? If they have a busy schedule, if you come in on Friday afternoon... right, and you say to them, or Thursday, you come in on Thursday, and you say, I need it by next Thursday, you know that if they're busy, what are the chances that your clothes are getting washed on Shabbos? Zero, right? Zero. They're going to get washed on Tuesday or Wednesday, right? If they happen to do it on Shabbos, fine. But why does the Ramah say it's mutal chatzchila to give it to the laundromat on Thursday? Even if you're paying not by task, even if you're paying by hour. Right? Because there's no expectation that they're working constantly from this Thursday to next Thursday. Right? And therefore, as long as I don't give it to them on Friday, it doesn't look like... Now, again, Bizman HaZed, this is not relevant because we all pay our laundromats by task. Right? Meaning, do my laundry and I'll pay you. Right, do my dry cleaning, I'll pay you. We don't care when he does it. But let's say, right, naniach, you would say, you go to the laundromat and they say, okay, we'll charge you by hour. Okay, you know what? This is going to get too confusing because we never do this. A mechanic. Right, mechanic's a better example. Because a mechanic, you don't pay by task, you pay by hour.
Like a garage mechanic?
Yes, you pay by hour.
You mean a car mechanic?
No, you don't.
When he fixes the car, he tells you how many hours he put into
correct.
Fixing it. And that's
right?
What you pay.
You say, I need it by this time, and when you come, they give you a bill.
True, but yeah.
Oil change is a little bit different, but when you have a...
Or if you get a car, an engine, yeah. It costs $4,000 for the engine, they charge you $5,000.
Yeah, but they don't know, but they won't tell you in advance how much they're going to charge you. They'll say, it'll take between 4 and 5 hours of work, and we charge $100 an hour
for
work.
For the parts, but at the end they give you the price because just the labor part you're paying.
So most mechanics are not. Most mechanics will tell you, right, at the end, right, this is going to be your approximate price, and I'll tell you the final at the end. Right, so mechanics a better case, right? So the Ramah says that, look, well, the way the Magen Avraham understands the Ramah is like this. If you come to the mechanic and he says, look, when do you need it by? You come in on Thursday and you say, when do you need it by? And you say, I need it by Tuesday. So then you know that what?
He might do it on Shabbos.
He might do it on Shabbos. He might not do it on Shabbos. It depends on his schedule. So then, if I give it to him on Friday, is it usher?
No.
Yes, because I'm not paying by task, I'm paying by hour. Right? And therefore it is usher to give it to him on Friday because it looks like I'm asking him to do it on Shabbos. But if I give it to him on Thursday, so then the Ramah says, mutter, why?
Because it doesn't look like you're hiring him.
Because it doesn't look like I'm hiring him, and why does it not look like I'm hiring him to do it on Shabbos? Because
you gave him Thursday.
Because I gave it on Thursday, and, no, there's a second factor. And, I know it's only going to take him 5 hours. Right? Meaning, I'm giving it on Thursday, and he needs to find 5 hours in his schedule between Thursday and Tuesday to do it for me.
But he might use
right?
it.
But, why is that different than FedEx?
FedEx is,
Because that's not the way it works. Right? I expect... Think about it. When you track your package, what the Ramah saying, right? I expect you to move as fast as possible. Right? Meaning, as soon as I give it to you, if I give it expedited shipping, and you say it's going to take between 3 and 5 days...
Like premium.
Correct. Even if I know it might take 2 or 3 days, I still expect fundamentally that what?
It should be that quickly.
That you get down to work now.
So you shouldn't
right?
order packages...
So therefore, the Magen Avraham says that the Ramah says lechatchila. Imagine in person. Just imagine the case, right? The point is, right? The point is that he says, right? That use your imagination for 5 seconds. So the Magen Avraham says that in such a case, if I give it on Friday, so it looks like I'm asking him to do it right now. Right? Now, am I really? I mean, why is it a Marzayan problem and not a halachic, not a formal problem? So I'm not really, right? I mean, even Amazon Prime, you have 48 hours, right? Right? So look, you, 2 days, right? Amazon Prime. I needed to get from New York to California. Theoretically, he could mail it today. Theoretically, he could mail it tomorrow. It's a 5-hour flight. It's domestic. There's no customs. There's no nothing, right? So my, is it really us or Maker Adin? No, it's only a Marzayan problem. Because I gave it to him on Friday, and he needs to get there on Sunday. He could fly down on Motzai Shabbos. Right? But it looks wrong. Why? Because with mail, right?
Exactly.
Right? It looks like I'm like, good, it's in your hands, move it. Right? I mean, think about it. Have you ever given something to FedEx?
Yeah.
Right? Again, even if a guy, again, even if you know he's not going to do the Motzai Shabbos, you, it looks, right? If the FedEx truck shows up to your house on 4:30 on Erev Shabbos, right? And you give it to him, right? It looks, right? Like you're hiring to take it on Shabbos. So the Ramah says, Bidyavad, right? Right, bidyavad, right? According to the Ramah, right, the Ran, if I do it on Thursday, it's fine, but still not great, right? I'd rather pay by task, assuming FedEx people were paid by hour. Again, you have to come up with a case, right?
They usually are.
What? They're not usually, right? They're not paid by hour. No, by you, not by.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, not by the FedEx company. I mean you, right? You don't pay FedEx hourly. You pay them for a task, which moves it back to. Again, you have to come back to an hourly case. Fine.
Then it goes to subcontract.
Correct. Fine. Okay.
So in other words, you could think about it also. I have two questions. You could think in other words, but not really actually. But you think about it like a sort of courier, like in the sort of hotels, you see. So when you give that letter, you want them directly to send it.
Yes, a courier is a good example of something which is us, sir.
Yeah.
A courier, where you might actually
pay. Couriers, you know.
Right? Again, right?
Movies, you don't see.
Right? I mean, a courier is and maybe you pay them by hour. I don't really know. Right? Like, a courier is sometimes like.
Can you explain what a courier is?
Seriously? Okay. There's a few sorts of couriers. So, hotel couriers, they're like the bellboys or so.
They're delivery people.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But, like, for example, right? Let's say. You know, certain people, you will pay by hour. So, for example, I don't know if I've never used a courier like this, right? But let's say sometimes you'll have couriers for, like, expensive things, like diamonds or something, where they, right, where you have special cars, right? And, like, you have to hire, right, no, and then you have to hire, like, special security guards, right, as part of the entourage to take the delivery, right? For all I know, right, if I ever had enough money that I needed to pay something to deliver it this way, right, you would pay them by hour. I mean, you would pay them by hour. Think about it, right? If I'm hiring security guards to go with the mailman.
No, but if they never make it to the destination.
Fine, but if they do, right, you don't want, right, meaning maybe you pay them by task. I don't know. But maybe you don't, right? Maybe you pay them by hour, right? For all I know, you pay the couriers by hour, right? Which is, if you're stuck in traffic, I don't want you to suddenly say, you know, it's not worth my time. I'm going to leave the diamonds, you know, unprotected, right? For all I know, you pay them by hour, right? But it looks like, what's the Ramah's point? If I need to send them on Thursday, fine. But it would be best to what? Pay by task, right? I could pay him by hour on Thursday. Why? Because I told him, right, at the end of the day, I want it there by next Wednesday. He could do it on Thursday. He could do it on Friday. He could do it on Shabbos. He could do it on Sunday. Right? But it looks wrong if I send him on Thursday. Right? So the best way to do it then is by task. But by the mechanic, right, it doesn't look like that at all. By the laundromat, doesn't look like that at all. Right? Even if I pay by hour.
Okay. Now, my question is before, you said before about Thursday. There's a problem by the car mechanic. So, what he could do that work on Shabbos itself.
Yeah.
So, what's the whole?
Correct. And the Ramah says that when it's not the post office case, he's willing to rely on the Ran. So, as long as it's Thursday and he could, right?
He could do that, it's not a problem.
Correct.
Because so you know he has 5 hours.
No, it's two problems. Where the Ran said, the way the Magen Avraham understands the Ramah is, if he's a mechanic, and I know it's a 5-hour task, right? So even though I'm being paying him by hour, right? As long as I give it to him on Thursday, it's Mutal Chachila. Why?
Because
two factors. He has time to do it before or after Shabbos, and B, everybody knows that it's not a constant thing, and therefore, as long as I give him on Thursday, it's clear to everybody that I'm not hiring him for Shabbos.
Okay, yeah.
But the courier,
it's a problem,
right?
Yes.
Even though it's also a 5-hour task, right? When I send him on Thursday, it looks like, and I want it there by Sunday.
It looks like
it. It looks, even though it's not really true, you're not really sending it on Shabbos.
Yeah, the assumption.
It looks like you're sending it on Shabbos. It's a Marzayin problem.
Well, you say it's okay if they have time after Shabbat?
Yeah, same thing.
Why not say you can give it on Friday, but have it Wednesday? He has time after Shabbat
because on Friday it looks wrong, because it looks like you're doing it on Shabbos. Okay. That's the problem. It's a Marzayin problem. That's the point. So Ron is saying, you're right. If I give it to on Friday, I don't need it till next Friday, right? In a Hanami. On a formal level, did I benefit? Am I hiring for Shabbos? The answer is no. But does it look bad if I have the FedEx show up at my house on Friday afternoon? Yes, and therefore it's us, sir.
So doing it Thursday.
Solves Marzayin. Okay. Correct. That's what the Ron understands it. Okay? Fine. Let's continue this tomorrow.